The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
There used to be a theater down here in Hermosa Beach. You remember it? The old Hermosa, well, it was the Bijou, but first it was just called the Hermosa Theater. It was one of the old school, not multiplex at all, it was oneplex. And had jujubes on the carpeting so that your feet stuck as you walked in. And the thing was that you walked from the daylight, which is when kids usually went to the movies, into this dark theater. And you couldn't see. It was like, how many of you remember doing that? You just kind of felt your way to the seat. They've gotten smarter now. They give a little bit of light to help you get in. But once that decision to turn on the projector happens, the lights go dark. And for that little brief instance, we get a sense of the drama in this first reading from Genesis. There was chaos. There was darkness. Bam! The light. Holy Spirit hovered. The Ruach of God blew across the water. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Philosopher Alan Watts once said, "No one's mouth is big enough to utter the whole thing." God's is. And in that one word, light, emerges on the stage, and many of us have difficulty adjusting to it. Think about St. Paul. Here's a man who was walking in the darkness of his own sense of his righteousness, right? And in one moment, the light was so bright compared to his darkness that he couldn't see. He was rendered blind. And it wasn't until he was willing to accept the help of one of the Christians he was out to persecute that he was given sight again. Today, Jesus goes into the water of the Jordan to be baptized by John. And a lot of people ask the question, why would Jesus need to be baptized? Wasn't he the Son of God? Wasn't he perfect? What need did he have to be baptized by John, who reportedly said his baptism was a baptism of forgiveness? Repentance and forgiveness. You repent, you receive forgiveness, into the water you go, and out you come, sparkle. Would that it were so simple. But what was left behind in the Jordan River from all of those who had gone out to John the Baptist to be baptized, some people call him John the Dipper, were the sins of the people of Israel. The water was permeated with their whole history of violence and deceit, but of that struggle to follow their God. And Jesus goes into that water and is immersed in the totality of what it means to be human. The sins of the world in the River Jordan become one with him. And notice that he is not proclaimed to be the beloved of God before he goes in. He is proclaimed the Son of God, the beloved, when he comes up. And when he comes up, he has accomplished that which God intended for him to accomplish, which was to embrace our humanity in all of its terrible complications and darkness, moments of bright light and deep darkness, our sadness, our griefs, our wrath. It was all in the Jordan, left behind by those who had preceded him into the water and by those of us who have followed him into the water. It is God's will for Jesus and for us to embrace our full humanity and to hear God's word to us when we emerge. This is my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus hears those words again, but where does Jesus go right after his baptism? You can look, it's open book. Open book tests are sometimes the hardest, aren't they? He's driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. And some translations read, the Holy Spirit, his mother, drug him by the hair out into the wilderness to be tempted. Your mom ever do that? And Mark's gospel does not go into great detail about the form of temptation that Jesus went through. But the rest of Mark's gospel certainly lays out the temptations of the Christ. And it's always that temptation to embrace your own self-interest over against the needs of the world. It's always that temptation for us too, isn't it? Later today, there's going to be some children baptized in this parish, right? And great names. One young person is called Royal Jordan. What a great name. What a great name to take into the Jordan River of baptism. Isabel. Jade. Vivian Rose. All three of them will wade into the waters of baptism in Jordan. They too will take on the full humanity that is theirs and that belongs to all of us. They too will hear the words, this is my beloved in whom I am well pleased. And as John said to the crowds who came out to him, I baptize you for forgiveness of sins, but the one who follows me will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. These three children, as all of us who have been baptized, in fact, as all humanity has, will be in the wilderness during parts of their lives. Their parents and godparents will give them some shelter along the way. But every parent and every godparent and every grandparent and aunt and uncle knows that those children are headed out into a world of challenge. I was reading an article the other day about during World War II, the Nazi regime took over the church in Germany. And it was their intention to take away the universality of the message of the Christ, and to make it all about them, to the exclusion of others, not only to the exclusion of others, but to the extermination of some. The Christian gospel, the good news that is proclaimed week after week in this place, is that having gone into the Jordan River with our Lord, we come out to hear the good word that we are one of God's children, and we are sent out into the world where others might wish to exclude, and we cannot exclude them because of their wish to exclude. We are bid to love, to embrace, to hold fast to that message of the Christ, that message of God, that bright light that shines in the darkness, even the darkness of today. Amen.